Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. Today we're looking at liquid silicone rubber, LSR for short. You guys sent in a ton of research on this stuff, and honestly, I gotta say, I'm pretty impressed already by just how versatile it seems to be. We're talking about something that can apparently withstand the crazy temperatures of a car engine, but it can also be used in like delicate medical implants. How does that even work?
It really is remarkable, the range of applications for LSR. The key is in its unique molecular structure. It gives LSR an amazing combination of flexibility, strength, and resilience.
All right, I am all ears. Break it down for me. What is it about LSR that makes it so special compared to other materials? I know one of the articles mentioned something about it having super low viscosity. What does that even mean in like practical terms?
So picture this. You're trying to fill a mold. And it's a mold with really fine, really intricate details. Now, most materials would be too thick, too clumsy to capture all those nuances. But LSR, it flows with a viscosity of about 5,000 mitMEAs. That's about the consistency of honey, which means it can fill even the tiniest spaces. And that makes it absolutely perfect for creating complex parts with incredible precision. Like think about the intricate blood vessels in a 3D printed organ, or the tiny channels in those microfluidic devices that are used for medical diagnostics.
So it's not just about pouring something into a mold. We're talking about creating parts with a level of detail that was basically impossible before. That opens up so many possibilities.
Absolutely, and there's more. Remember how I mentioned resilience? Well, LSR also has incredible chemical resistance. It can handle exposure to things like acids, alkalis, and salts without breaking down. So you can imagine how useful that is for things like medical devices that need to be sterilized, or car parts that are constantly exposed to harsh road conditions.
Okay, I'm starting to see why LSR is such a game changer. But the thing that really caught my attention was how LSR injection molding can actually make manufacturing way more efficient. I always thought of molds and curing as something that takes forever. So how is LSR different?
This is where LSR really shines. Unlike some materials that can take hours or even days to cure, LSR sets incredibly quickly, sometimes in just minutes. So that rapid curing time means you get faster production cycles, and you end up using less energy in the process.
Okay, so we've got speed, and we've got precision. But I also read that LSR injection molding is really compatible with automation. What does that actually look like in a real factory setting?
Imagine like a perfectly choreographed dance of machines. That's what an LSR injection molding facility can look like. Robots can handle pretty much every step of the process, from precisely mixing the raw materials to injecting them into the molds with unbelievable accuracy, and then finally ejecting the final products. This high level of automation means fewer errors. It ensures consistency, and it even allows for 247 production if that's what you need.
That's incredible. So we have this material that not only has these amazing properties, but it can also be processed with insane efficiency and precision. It really does sound like a dream come true for manufacturers. But I'm curious, where are we actually seeing LSR making a real difference out in the world?
Well, the exciting part is that LSR's unique combination of properties makes it ideal for a whole bunch of different industries. One area where it's really making a difference is healthcare.
That makes sense. When it comes to medical devices or anything going inside the human body, safety and reliability have to be the top priority.
You're absolutely right. And that's where LSR's biocompatibility comes in. It means that the material can exist in the body without causing any harm. It won't trigger an immune response, and it won't release harmful substances. This makes it perfect for everything from implants to surgical tools. And if you remember that chemical resistance we talked about, that's also really important in medical settings, because devices often need to be sterilized repeatedly.
So it's not just about being safe and inert. It's about being able to withstand the demands of a medical environment, which is super important for both patient safety and making sure those devices last. But let's move beyond healthcare for a second. What other industries are using LSR?
Well, let's talk about an industry where extreme temperatures and durability are super important. The automotive world is quickly embracing LSR.
Yeah, I can see that. Under the hood of a car, things can get ridiculously hot. Most materials would just melt or break down over time. But LSR can handle those extreme temperatures, no problem.
Exactly. Think about things like gasket seals and hoses. Those parts have to deal with everything from extreme heat to freezing cold. Not to mention harsh chemicals and constant vibration. LSR can withstand all of that, and it still maintains its flexibility and its integrity. So it's really the perfect material for demanding automotive applications.
So it's not just about making cars last longer, it's about making sure they run efficiently and safely, which is obviously important.
Exactly. And with the rise of electric vehicles, LSR is becoming even more important.
I'm listening.
Well, think about all the complex electrical systems in an EV. You've got batteries and all these high voltage components, they all need to be protected from the elements and from electrical interference.
And I'm guessing that's where LSR's amazing electrical insulation properties come in.
You got it. You can mold LSR into all sorts of intricate shapes to create seals, gaskets, and even insulation for the wiring harnesses. This ensures that those electrical systems stay safe, reliable, and perform at their best.
So it's not just about making EVs go faster, it's about making them safer and more dependable, which is crucial if EVs are really going to become mainstream.
Absolutely. And with all the advances we're seeing in electronics in general, the demand for smaller and more powerful gadgets is just going to keep growing. And LSR is playing a huge role in making that miniaturization possible.
Okay, let's talk electronics then. I'm already picturing all those tiny, intricate circuits in our smartphones and laptops. How does LSR fit into all of that?
Well, remember that low viscosity and precision molding we talked about. Those are really important for electronics manufacturers because they're constantly trying to pack more power and more features into smaller and smaller devices. LSR lets them create incredibly thin and detailed components, like connectors, insulators, and even the tiny lenses used in smartphone cameras.
So it's not just about insulation. It's about actually creating those tiny, intricate parts that make our gadgets work, while still maintaining those excellent electrical insulation properties.
Exactly. And as devices become more flexible and wearable, that ability of LSR to withstand bending and flexing without losing its integrity becomes even more important.
It's really amazing to think about how this one material is finding its way into so many different aspects of our lives, from the cars we drive to the gadgets we use every single day. But there's another aspect of LSR that I'm really interested in, and that's its environmental impact. The research you sent over actually highlighted LSR as a surprisingly eco-friendly choice. Can you tell me a little bit more about why that is?
That's a great question. The world is demanding more sustainable materials, and LSR is stepping up to the challenge in a few important ways. First, that incredible precision we keep talking about with LSR injection molding, well, it minimizes the amount of material that's wasted during production. So we're ensuring that every drop of this valuable resource is used efficiently.
That's a great start. So minimizing waste right from the beginning. But I'm guessing there's more to the sustainability story than just that.
You're right, there's more. If you think back to how quickly LSR cures, well, that also means it requires less energy for processing. So it has a smaller carbon footprint compared to other materials that take hours to cure.
So it's more efficient in terms of material use and energy consumption. That's a double win for sustainability. But there's got to be more.
There is. LSR products are also known for being really durable and for having a long lifespan. Think about it. The longer a product lasts, the less often it needs to be replaced, which reduces the overall environmental impact.
So it's not just about making products that are good for the environment in the short term. It's about making products that last, which ultimately benefits both the planet and the people using those products. That's a really cool, holistic approach to sustainability. But wait, there's one more thing I'm curious about. Is LSR actually recyclable?
It is. And that's another important piece of the puzzle. Unlike some plastics that just end up in landfills, LSR can be reprocessed and reused, which minimizes its environmental impact even further.
That is fantastic. It sounds like LSR is really ticking all the boxes when it comes to sustainability. Reduced waste, lower energy consumption, product longevity, and recyclability. I'm honestly really impressed.
And we haven't even touched on the minimal environmental impact of LSR during production. Unlike some polymers or plastics, LSR production doesn't involve as many harmful emissions, and it doesn't leach harmful substances into the environment when it's being used or disposed of.
That's incredibly important, especially for things like products that come into contact with our food or water, or as we talked about earlier, medical applications.
Precisely. And because it's inert, LSR is generally a much safer option for applications that involve human contact. It's biocompatible, which again minimizes environmental hazards compared to some other materials.
It really is amazing. We've learned that LSR has these incredible technical properties. It's impacting manufacturing in a huge way.
Yeah.
And it has all these environmental benefits. It's a remarkable material. But before we wrap up this first part of our deep dive, I want to take a closer look at some of the specific industries where LSR is making a difference. And I think a great place to start would be the medical field, especially considering LSR's biocompatibility and its ability to be molded into such intricate shapes.
Absolutely. The medical industry is a perfect example of how LSR is being used to create truly innovative solutions, solutions that are actually improving people's lives. And we'll dive into that fascinating world in part two. Welcome back to our deep dive into the world of LSR. I'm really excited to explore how this material is being used to revolutionize healthcare.
Yeah, me too. The possibilities seem pretty much endless when you consider LSR's biocompatibility. and its ability to be molded into such crazy, intricate shapes. The research you sent over mentioned everything from implants to drug delivery systems. Where should we even begin?
Let's start with something that's pretty close to a lot of people's hearts. Literally, heart valves. LSR is playing a really important role in the development of some really advanced heart valves.
Wow, that's incredible. We're talking about devices that are literally keeping people alive. So how is LSR contributing to making these valves better?
Imagine a material that can mimic the natural movement of a heart valve, opening and closing smoothly millions and millions of times over a person's lifetime, and all while withstanding the constant pressure and flow of blood. That's what LSR is doing.
It's like creating a synthetic valve that's almost as good as the real thing.
Yep.
So what makes LSR so well suited for this kind of application?
Well, it comes down to that unique combination of properties we've been talking about. LSR's biocompatibility is crucial, of course. It makes sure that the valve can actually function inside the human body without triggering any adverse reactions. But it's more than just being inert. LSR is also flexible and strong enough to withstand the constant demands of the circulatory system.
So it's like having a material that's both strong and supple, able to move and flex with the body's natural rhythms. Are there any other examples of how LSR is making a difference in cardiology?
Oh, absolutely. Think about pacemakers and defibrillators. These life-saving devices need to be protected from the environment inside the body, which can be pretty harsh. LSR is used to create the housings and seals that protect those electronic components, making sure they can function reliably for years and years.
So it's not just about the mechanical parts of these devices, it's also about protecting the electronics that keep them working. It's almost like LSR is providing a shield for those life-saving technologies.
Exactly. And as technology keeps advancing, we're going to see even more innovative uses for LSR in cardiology. Researchers are even exploring using LSR in artificial hearts.
Wow, that's incredible. Creating a synthetic organ using LSR, that sounds like something straight out of science fiction.
It really does. It just shows the incredible potential of this material to totally change healthcare. But let's move beyond the heart for a minute. LSR is making waves in other areas of medicine too. Another area where it's having a huge impact is wound care. They're actually developing specialized LSR dressings that can help wounds heal faster and reduce scarring.
That's fascinating. I never really thought about LSR being used in wound care before, but it makes perfect sense. It's gentle on the skin, it's flexible, and you can mold it to fit all sorts of different wound shapes. What makes these LSR dressings so special, though?
Well, traditional dressings sometimes have a tendency to stick to the wound, which can be really painful, and it can cause more damage when you try to remove them. But LSR is different. It has a naturally low surface energy, which basically means it doesn't stick to the wound bed. So you can remove it without causing any pain, and it minimizes any disruption to the healing process.
That's a huge advantage. And I'm guessing that LSR's breathability also helps with wound healing?
You got it.
Yeah.
LSR allows oxygen to reach the wound, which is essential for new tissue to grow. But it also keeps out bacteria and other things that could cause an infection. So you're creating this ideal environment for the wound to heal faster and more effectively.
It's like LSR is this protective barrier, but it also lets the wound breathe and heal naturally. Are there any other benefits to using LSR for wound care?
There are. Some LSR dressings are even infused with medications or antimicrobial agents to really boost that healing process.
Yeah.
And to prevent infections.
So it's not just a passive barrier. It can actually be an active part of the healing process.
That's pretty amazing. Are there any other areas in medicine where we're seeing LSR being used in these really innovative ways?
Absolutely. Let's talk about drug delivery systems. LSR is being used to create implantable devices that release medication over a long period of time. So you don't need to keep giving injections or having people take pills all the time.
Yeah, I've read about that. It's pretty amazing. Instead of having to remember to take your medication every single day, or going to the doctor for regular injections, you could just have this tiny LSR implant that takes care of everything for you, steadily releasing the medication as needed. It's almost like having a personalized pharmacy right inside your body.
That's a great way to put it. It really is a game changer for people who have chronic conditions and who need to take medication over a really long period of time. And LSR is a perfect fit for this kind of application.
I can definitely see that. But how do they control the release of the medication using LSR? It seems like a really delicate process. It is. But this is where LSR's precision molding capabilities are so important. Imagine being able to create these tiny, intricate reservoirs and channels within the LSR implant that precisely control the flow of the medication.
So it's like a miniature labyrinth inside the implant, carefully directing the medication to where it needs to go, at the right dosage and over the right amount of time.
Exactly. This level of control is essential for making sure that these long-term drug delivery systems are both effective and safe. And it's really only possible because of LSR's unique properties.
It sounds like LSR is giving doctors a whole new set of tools for treating chronic illnesses. Are there any specific examples of these LSR drug delivery systems already being used?
Yeah, there are. There are already LSR implants being used to deliver medication for things like glaucoma, prostate cancer, and even opioid addiction. And there's a ton of research going on right now to expand the use of these systems for even more diseases, including things like diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and even some neurological conditions. A really exciting field with a huge amount of potential.
It's mind-blowing when you think about the possibilities, but we focused a lot on healthcare today. I know LSR's versatility goes way beyond that, though, right?
You're absolutely right. From cars to electronics, LSR is making a mark on all sorts of different industries. Ready for a change of pace? Let's explore how LSR is changing the way we design and manufacture things in the automotive world.
I'm all ears.
All right, let's pop open the hood and take a look. Think about all the parts in a car that are exposed to those really extreme temperatures, constant vibration, and all those harsh chemicals.
Yeah, you're talking about things like gaskets, seals, hoses. Those parts go through a lot.
Exactly. And LSR is the perfect material to handle that kind of punishment. It can handle temperatures from well below freezing all the way up to the scorching heat of an engine compartment. And it won't become brittle or degrade.
Wow. That kind of resilience is really important for making sure a car runs smoothly and reliably for years. What else is LSR being used for under the hood?
Well, as cars become more and more high-tech, their electrical systems are getting a lot more complex. And with the rise of electric vehicles, the demands on those electrical systems are just going through the roof.
I see where you're going with this. We talked about LSR's incredible electrical insulation properties earlier. So now you're applying that to the high voltage components and all the sensitive electronics found in modern cars, especially EVs. They need to be shielded and protected, right?
Exactly. LSR is being used to create these high performance electrical connectors, insulators, even protective casings for wiring harnesses, all to make sure those crucial electrical systems stay safe and reliable.
So it's not just about making sure those electrical connections work. It's about making sure they can handle things like extreme temperatures, vibration, exposure to moisture and other contaminants, all things that are really important for safety and performance, especially in an EV where the electrical system is basically the heart of the vehicle.
Absolutely. And here's another interesting fact. LSR is really light, which is a big advantage in automotive design. As car manufacturers try to make cars more fuel efficient and reduce emissions, every little bit of weight saving helps.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Lighter materials mean the car doesn't have to work as hard to move around, so you get better fuel economy and a smaller environmental impact. So LSR is playing a role in making cars more sustainable, too.
Exactly. And it's not just about what's happening under the hood, either. LSR is being used inside and outside of vehicles, too. Think about door seals, window seals, even dashboard components.
Right. Those parts are exposed to sunlight and heat and moisture all the time. And they have to stay flexible and look good over time.
Exactly. LSR is really durable. And it's resistant to fading, cracking, and tearing, which makes it perfect for those kinds of applications. It helps keep a car's interior looking and feeling good for years.
So it's all about creating a more comfortable, durable, and aesthetically pleasing driving experience. I'm guessing LSR's ability to absorb vibration probably makes for a quieter ride, too.
That's a great point. LSR can definitely be used to dampen noise and vibration, which helps create a more refined and enjoyable ride. And let's not forget about safety. LSR is even being used in airbags and seatbelts, where its strength and elasticity can help protect passengers during a collision.
It's incredible to think about all the different parts of a car that LSR is being used in. It's like this hidden ingredient that's making cars safer, more efficient, and more durable. But wait, have we covered all of LSR's automotive applications?
Not quite. Some car manufacturers are even starting to experiment with using LSR for more aesthetic things. Imagine customized interior trim pieces, textured surfaces on dashboards, or even illuminated logos, all created using LSR.
So it's not just about function anymore, it's about style too. That's really cool. It sounds like LSR is giving car designers a whole new set of tools to be creative and personalize their designs.
Absolutely. It's a really fun time to be working with this material. But let's change gears again and step into a world where precision and miniaturization are everything. The electronics industry.
I'm ready. I'm really curious to hear how LSR is being used in all the gadgets and devices we use every day.
At the heart of every electronic device, you've got this complex network of circuits and components.
Oh.
And they all need to be protected from all sorts of things. dust, moisture, and of course, electrical interference.
And given everything we've learned about LSR so far, I have a feeling it's the perfect material for the job.
You're absolutely right. LSR has these exceptional electrical insulation properties, and you can mold it into these incredibly intricate shapes. So it's ideal for making things like protective casings, seals, gaskets, even those tiny little components you find inside electronic devices.
So everything from our smartphones to our laptops to our smartwatches, they're all probably benefiting from LSR in some way. It's like this invisible force field protecting all the technology that powers our lives.
I like that analogy. And as electronic devices keep getting smaller and more complex, that need for miniaturized components is only going to increase.
And that's where LSR's precision molding capabilities really come into play, right? It's like creating these tiny little works of art, but with incredible functionality.
Exactly. LSR lets manufacturers make incredibly small and precise components, things like connectors, insulators, even the tiny lenses used in smartphone cameras. And this level of miniaturization is absolutely essential for making the sleek, powerful, and portable devices we all rely on today.
It's amazing to think that something as seemingly simple as a material can have such a huge impact on the evolution of technology. Are there any specific examples of how LSR is being used in electronics that really highlight its unique capabilities?
Absolutely. Think about those flexible displays you see on smartphones and wearables.
Mm-hmm.
LSR is often used as a sealant to protect those delicate screens from damage, but it also makes sure they can withstand all that bending and flexing that comes with everyday use.
So it's not just about keeping things like dust and moisture out. It's about creating a durable and flexible barrier that can actually move with the device, which is really important for today's foldable phones and curved displays.
Exactly. And here's another cool example. LSR is also being used to develop haptic feedback systems.
You mean those little vibrations you feel when you use your touchscreen phone? Or a game controller? I never realized LSR was involved in that.
It is. LSR's unique combination of elasticity and vibration dampening properties makes it perfect for creating those haptic feedback mechanisms.
So it's not just about feeling a buzz, it's about creating a really nuanced and precise tactile experience. That's pretty impressive. But let's zoom out a bit. We've talked about how LSR is changing all these different industries, but I want to come back to something that's becoming increasingly important to people in general. Sustainability. We talked about LSR's eco-friendly properties earlier, but I'd love to dive a little deeper into that aspect.
Absolutely. Sustainability is no longer just a nice thing to have. It's something that companies and consumers really care about. And LSR is proving to be a really valuable ally in the quest for more sustainable products and manufacturing processes.
Okay, remind me why LSR is considered such a sustainable material.
Well, as we talked about before, LSR injection molding is super precise, which means there's very little material waste, which is a big plus for sustainability. And because LSR cures so quickly, it takes less energy to process compared to other materials. But it's not just about the manufacturing process itself. It's also about how long LSR products actually last.
Right. If a product lasts longer, it doesn't need to be replaced as often, which reduces its overall environmental impact.
Exactly. LSR is very durable. So products made from LSR tend to have a longer lifespan, which means people don't need to replace them as often. And that's a huge win for sustainability because it means we're conserving resources and there's less waste going to landfills.
So it's a win-win for the planet and the consumer, but we're not done yet.
Right.
There's more to the sustainability story.
You're right. There's more. LSR is also recyclable, unlike some plastics that end up in landfills. So it can be reprocessed and reused, which helps reduce its environmental impact even further.
That's great news. So even at the end of its useful life, LSR can be given a second life, which minimizes its impact on the planet. Are there any other sustainability advantages that we haven't talked about yet?
Absolutely. LSR is inert, which means it won't leach any harmful chemicals into the environment, whether it's being used or disposed of. This is especially important for products that come into contact with our food or water, or for medical devices that are implanted in the body. LSR's safety profile is just another reason why it's such a great material for sustainable manufacturing.
Wow. It sounds like LSR really is the total package. It's versatile, it's high-performing, and it's eco-friendly. It's like the superhero of materials.
I like that. And I think it's safe to say that LSR is going to play an even bigger role in creating a more sustainable future as people become more aware of environmental issues. And the demand for eco-friendly products keeps increasing. I think we're going to see more and more companies turning to LSR as a solution.
That's exciting. It feels like we're at the beginning of a new era of sustainable manufacturing, and LSR is leading the way.
I agree. And I think this is the perfect time to move on to our final part, where we'll explore all the exciting possibilities that lie ahead for this amazing material.
So we've explored just how versatile LSR is, from its amazing life-saving applications in healthcare to its role in helping create a more sustainable future. But I'm even more curious about what's next. What do you see as the future of LSR? What are some of those exciting possibilities on the horizon for this incredible material?
That's a great question. And honestly, I think we're only just beginning to understand what's possible with LSR. As research and development continue, we're going to see even more innovative applications pop up, applications that push the boundaries of what we thought was possible in fields like healthcare, automotive electronics, and beyond.
Okay, give me some predictions. What are some specific areas where you see LSR having the biggest impact in the coming years?
Well, one area I'm particularly excited about is personalized medicine. Imagine a world where we can custom design and manufacture medical devices, implants, even drug delivery systems for every single patient, taking into account their unique anatomy, physiology, and needs.
That's incredible. You're talking about using LSR to create medical treatments that are as individual as the people they're designed to help.
Exactly. And LSR is the perfect material for this. Its biocompatibility, its precision molding capabilities, its overall versatility, it's all perfect for creating these next generation medical solutions. Think about things like 3D printed organs made from LSR, biocompatible sensors that monitor your health in real time, implantable drug delivery systems that adjust the dosage based on your body's needs.
It's like science fiction is becoming reality. What about areas beyond healthcare? What else is ripe for LSR innovation?
Well, another area I'm really interested in is soft robotics. These are robots that are made from flexible, compliant materials like LSR, so they can interact with humans and the environment in a much safer and more natural way.
So instead of those rigid metallic robots we often see in factories or in movies, you're talking about robots that are soft and pliable and almost lifelike in how they move. What are some of the potential applications for these LSR-powered soft robots?
The possibilities are pretty much endless. Imagine soft robots assisting with delicate surgical procedures, or providing personalized rehabilitation therapy, maybe even acting as companions for the elderly or people with disabilities.
That's incredible. It's amazing to think that we could have these gentle, adaptable robots working alongside us, helping us and improving our lives in all sorts of ways. It's a whole new way of thinking about robotics. But beyond these specific applications, I'm also fascinated by how LSR could play a role in that larger shift we're seeing towards a more circular economy. We talked about its sustainability benefits. But how could LSR actually help us create a world where we're using resources more efficiently and minimizing waste?
That's a really important question. And I think LSR has a key role to play in that transition. Remember, the circular economy is all about moving away from that old take-make-dispose model and moving towards a more sustainable approach, where resources are kept in use for as long as possible, which means designing products that are durable, repairable, and recyclable. And that's where LSR really shines.
So it's not just about making products from sustainable materials. It's about designing those products with that circular economy mindset right from the start. And LSR, with its durability and recyclability, is perfect for that.
Exactly. And as we move towards a world where things like resource scarcity and our impact on the environment become bigger and bigger concerns, materials like LSR are going to be crucial in helping us create a more sustainable and resilient future.
This has been an amazing deep dive into the world of LSR. I've learned so much about its technical properties, its incredible range of applications, and its potential to really shape the future. But before we go, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought-provoking question. Knowing what you now know about LSR, its versatility, its strength, its eco-friendly nature, what innovative applications can you envision for this remarkable material? What problems could it solve? What products could it make better? What kind of future could it help us create?
I love that question. The possibilities are truly endless. And honestly, the most exciting applications for LSR might be the ones that we haven't even thought of yet. I encourage everyone listening to really think outside the box. Let your imaginations run wild. That next groundbreaking innovation, it could come from a spark of inspiration from one of our listeners.
I love that challenge. So to all of you listening out there, we want you to explore the world of LSR with that sense of wonder and possibility. What amazing innovations can you come up with? Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of LSR. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.